You're listening to the Nuff Said podcast, real strategies for customer success.
Hi, this is Chris, co-founder of Nuff Said. And today on the Nuff Said podcast, we spoke with Seth Wiley at Gainsight, and we asked him about how to make CSOps more accessible within the CS department. And what we learned is that one, CSOps can be a great role for people who are good at asking probing questions, implementing plans, and naturally good at thinking in terms of systems and processes. Two, CSOps leaders generally also develop strategic skills like considering options for solutions and planning ahead a couple of quarters. Three, getting into CSOps is easier if you make a lateral move from your existing company. And four, once you're in CSOps, you can develop in a number of different ways, including deep technical skills, team management, and strategy. So that's the TLDR. Let's jump in.
Well, thanks so much for having me today, Chris. My name is Seth Wiley. I'm Director of CSOps and Admin Community at Gainsight. I've worked in CSOps for 5 years or so, starting at Insight Squared as the Director of CSOps there. After being at Insight Squared, I came to Gainsight. We had used Gainsight at Insight Squared, and I'd been a super fan administrator, fell all the way down the rabbit hole and landed at Gainsight itself as an individual contributor on the CSOps team and then as a leader. And then just recently, I switched into running our CSOps and admin community. So I am a full-flavor CSOps geek and CS geek and excited to have this conversation.
So obviously, you have probably one of the most thoughtful and long-term understandings of how CSOps evolves because you've seen it at multiple companies, you've been doing it for a long time. It feels difficult, possibly, to get into CSOps. So can you talk a little bit about how did you find your way into CSOps? What skills did you need to learn to be successful in the role?
Absolutely. So I was a model of how to get into CSOps, one of several models. My model was the getting into CSOps at a company you're already at. So for me at Insight Squared, my VP of CS knew that we needed to make our CS team more scalable. And there are a number of different ways to pull that lever. The lever that he pulled, or at least pulled to start with, was software. So he purchased Gainsight and he knew that he needed someone to help implement that software, which wasn't just a technical challenge, it was also a strategy challenge. So he tapped me. I had been leading the support and onboarding and technical account management team at Insight Squared. So I had leadership experience, I had systems experience, I had data experience, lots of customer facing experience. And so I was sort of teed up perfectly in order to have that handed to me to take that on. For a lot of people, it doesn't look exactly like that. I just want to call that out. A lot of folks, that transition starts as an opportunity to volunteer for something. And that something is usually some part of the CSOps cornucopia and some small project. And then that small project turns into another small project, which turns into a bigger project. For me, I jumped straight into the big project of implementing Gainsight.
And then from there, if you look at what you're really good at compared to other people, what are the skills? What are the kind of things you're naturally good at that might help you, you know, be a very successful person within CSOps?
Yeah. So one of the things that I am very good at and came to appreciate during my time and those first couple of years in a CSOps role was I came to appreciate how valuable this was for a CSOps person was the ability to sit down with a CS leader and pull up a whiteboard together and talk through something. I think that CS leaders need that thought partner who can help turn their vague pain points, vague strategy goals into specific plans. And so I'm really good at hearing a bunch of subjective information coming from a number of different places and helping to organize it into a thoughtful plan and a thoughtful set of sort of further discovery questions to help dig into that more fully. I'm also very much a systems thinker. So when someone comes to me with a customer problem, for example, that's a customer relationship that's not going well, I think there are a lot of people, and these people need to exist, who throw themselves at solving that particular customer situation. I'm the kind of person that looks at that situation and says, this is a symptom of a larger issue. We need to improve our CSM training or the way that information is served up to the CSMs or the way that we structure our EBRs or whatever it is. I am fully oriented towards how do we solve the system? And that's another great hallmark of someone who does really well in CSOps.
So it's interesting. You shared three different skill sets. The first one I heard was the ability to whiteboard and talk through the pain points that need to be solved. That's number one. Two is the ability to implement or think through a plan or a strategy to implement, you know, overall systems and process. Let's say I know that I'm really good at planning. You know, I'm detail oriented. I can put together an execution plan. I can deliver. I'm a get stuff done person, some solution to the problem that was just discussed. And the third is in terms of like overall systems thinking, but I don't have the other two skills. Like I'm not naturally a systems thinker. I don't know how to ask questions to whiteboard. You know, I do really well when someone tells me I need to accomplish A, B, or C, and I can go develop a plan to go do that. So if I want to onboard those skills, I don't have them yet, but I want to onboard them. How would you recommend doing that?
I think that the first step is to have conversations with the person who you would be serving by playing that role in a way that's very low pressure and exploratory. I think that the, you know, when you're in the midst of this, of a whiteboarding session, for example, you are standing at the whiteboard or the virtual whiteboard, holding the marker, and the person or people in the room are looking at you to drive the conversation. That is sort of a varsity level approach to running these conversations, to being that sort of expert at discovery. What the entry-level version of that looks like is sitting down with your VP of CS, for example, and saying, I would just love to, over this lunch or over this coffee, talk about what's on your mind, what are you struggling at with, what are you trying to get better at? And you're doing two things there. One, you are taking yourself as the driver of the conversation out of the picture. This is a conversation you're leading together. And you're taking away the pressure to come out of that conversation with a specific plan. But you, what you are practicing is, how do I build a comfortable rapport, comfortable conversation with this person where we are digging into and starting to flesh out the things that they haven't put words to yet? And if you're able to leave that conversation with that person feeling like they have said something to you in a way that they hadn't said it to someone else yet, then that is a huge achievement and something you've already delivered. And it's something where you've already delivered value to that person, in addition to sort of getting that experience of learning what that looks like.
So the skill of being able to ask probing questions, understand, be a good listener, go deeper on a topic. This might be more of a philosophical question, but how important is it for a CSOps person to be highly opinionated about how things should be done?
I think that a CSOps person should be highly opinionated about the things where they have experience. I think that one way I've seen this play out is when implementing Gainsight, it's very easy for people to have very lofty goals for the 25 different things that they want to implement off the bat. And if you are a CSOps person, if you're experienced CSOps person, you've been down that road before. You have seen what it looks like to do too much too fast, and you can be clearly opinionated about that. I think another skill set of a CSOps person that ties in here is be uncomfortable with things you're doing for the first time. Solving problems that haven't been solved before, using software that hasn't been used before, or at least that you haven't used before, or using existing software in a way that it hasn't been used. That discomfort of doing something for the first time is part and parcel with pushing your CS practice forwards, which is really the responsibility of the CSOps person. How do we make our CS practice better? And so if you are operating in that zone of being comfortable with doing something new, then you have to be open to what you might learn from that. But at the same time, knowing those things where you've had experience, where you are pulling in those tidbits to help guide you. But if you don't have those tidbits, then you are making a best guess and taking stock of how it went after a reasonable period of time.
That's awesome. You know, in my experience, the best executives are typically the ones who don't bring playbooks with them to the new company. They spend a lot of time listening. They spend a lot of time understanding the customer, the space, the problems to be solved. And they use their experience to help guide some decisions. But a lot of times they're using new information that they've gathered as part of being a good listener to make the strategy decisions. And so I'm just curious how you react to that in terms of CSOps. How does that fit? Does that sound right? Or do you really want a CSOps person to say like, no, look, I've implemented Gainsight 3 times before. I know which things we can accomplish in the first 3 months. This is going to be the roadmap.
I think there are a few different flavors of CSOps person that where you have to pick which flavor you want for the needs at hand. If you have a sophisticated system that you're trying to implement, or you are going into hyper growth mode and you know you're going to need someone to very quickly get, you know, dozens of new CSMs trained or something, that brings someone in who will have a ready-made playbook for how to do that will help them execute that very quickly. It does not help them execute a customized version of that for your organization. It also requires that the CS leader provides all of the strategy guidance. You are, as a CS leader, holding on to the responsibility of, I'm going to do all the internal discovery. I'm going to have the conversation with sales ops. I'm going to have the conversation with the leadership team, yada, yada, about what's needed. And then this execution person will be able to use that to guide their execution, maybe making some adjustments from their playbook. However, if you are looking to offload some of that strategic mental effort onto your CSOps person or leader as a thought partner, then you need to give them the space to have those conversations that you might otherwise have yourself. And maybe you're part of those conversations. And you need to make sure that you're bringing in someone who is able to have those conversations in a way that builds rapport, builds trust, and gets the information that's needed. So I think it's really a thoughtful decision about whether you want to bring someone in who is a tactician who can then grow into the strategy side of the role once they get to the point where you're starting to ask them for advice, other people are starting to ask them for advice, or whether you are bringing in someone who has done that in some other context before, and from day one you can say, hey, can you go meet with the sales leader or the CS leaders and find out what's important for them or where their biggest pain points are. Then you as the CS leader get to spend more time on your customer escalation calls and actually managing your team.
Yeah, thank you. That's super insightful. And I think it might be a natural segue to the next question that I wanted to ask, which is, you know, if you look at how the CSOps role matures, so someone is moving from individual contributor now to a leader of a CSOps team, how does the role change? What are the changes in responsibility, skill sets? Maybe you can use yourself as a template. Like how, you know, what skills have you developed beyond what you learned as an individual contributor?
Yeah. So when I first stepped into CSOps, I was very much that tactician. I was that. One of the first things that we did, for example, was we built our list of the playbooks that we wanted to create in Gainsight. So that was basically an interview process for me, like sitting down with our CS manager and our VP of CS and saying, okay, what's going to be in our renewal playbook? What's going to be our new customer playbook? And then once I had those, executing by just setting those up in the system. It doesn't take too long of doing that type of responsibility, whether that responsibility is a systems responsibility, like in my case, or a analytics responsibility or an enablement responsibility or a customer marketing one, for your leadership and your peers on other teams to stop asking you to execute and first asking for your advice on how to execute so that you can say, you know, instead of doing this as a playbook, did you know that we could build a survey that would capture this information so the CSM doesn't have to capture it? Then the CS leader says, oh, I didn't know we could do that. Let's go ahead and do that. Then that leads to the point where they aren't just asking you how to execute, they're asking you what to execute. They're saying, we need to improve our new customer onboarding process, for example. What should that look like to improve it? So they're not offering you a suggestion that then you're tweaking the how, they're asking you to go off and figure that out. And then you grow into a point where they are saying, what are we going to improve next quarter? Can you help me as the head of CSOps narrow down what the biggest areas for improvement should be on our team? And at that point, you understand enough about all the mechanics that are happening. You have the relationships with the teams that you work with on your projects. and you have a sense of the corporate strategy, you have a sense of the pain points that CS leaders and the CSMs are experiencing, that you can help to create that strategy, or at least a proposed strategy for your CS leader, that then they help you focus in on.
So it sounds like the way the strategy role develops is initially it's the strategy for implementing the current project, and then it becomes the future planning goal setting for the customer success as a department, as a function. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I think that's exactly right. Another thing that's going on in parallel there is you are becoming more of a Swiss Army knife in the CS ops role. So if you're sticking with the systems example, in my experience, if your first project is creating playbooks, that's something you can do in a pretty narrow way without talking to too many people. If then you get into doing a survey, that's similar. You can do it pretty narrowly, but now you're getting into data analysis. And then if you needed to train the CSMs on something that was a result of what you learned in the survey from surveying customers, then now you're getting into CSM enablement. And so as the projects become grander, more elaborate, you start to build your tendrils into all the different flavors of CSOps responsibilities, so that by the time you are making those larger strategic decisions, you haven't just climbed that strategy ladder, you've also built that multifaceted perspective of all the things that a CS team needs in order to be successful, so that you can play comfortably in all of those sandboxes.
I think that also begs the question, if you have experience in ops, maybe even ops leadership in other functions like sales ops or dev ops, I'm just making a couple up. Mm-hmm. Can you jump directly into CS ops leadership without first having been a tactician implementing CS specific programs?
I think you absolutely can. The reason I say that really confidently is that I know that people who have been Salesforce administrators have become Gainsight administrators. People who have done different kinds of analysis or different kinds of marketing have jumped directly into doing CS analysis or customer marketing. I think that the responsibility falls on you to level up your knowledge of the practice of customer success, the discipline of customer success. There are a lot of great resources out there. There are books, there's, you know, CS certifications like Gainsight's Pulse Plus, little plug there, for ways to rapidly level up your CS knowledge so that you can have those conversations in a not just purely operational way, but in a way where you're starting to be thoughtful about how you're asking the question in the context of the subject matter that you're talking about.
So kind of in the spirit of making CSOps feel more accessible to people that aren't currently a CSOps, can you walk us through how you have approached hiring for CSOps at Gainsight? You know, can you kind of share the hiring rubric that you use to help decide who's a good fit and who's not?
Yeah, a lot of the hiring in CSOps at Gainsight has come through folks where we call them jungle gymmers, or we call the practice jungle gymming, where they are in one role at Gainsight, they move laterally into another role that's a little bit of a better fit. And Gainsight management highly prioritizes keeping these skilled people who know our business and know our product and finding a right space for them. Because CSOps has so many skill sets that are different types of skill sets that can be leveraged for the benefit of the CS team, it's able to be a really excellent home for that person who is skilled in some way. And you can think about, how do we deploy that skill for the benefit of the CS org? So the types of folks that I'm typically looking for, you know, I've covered this a bit before with the, you know, you're looking for those folks who have a systems orientation, who really appreciate solving problems no one has solved before, excellent communication discovery, those kinds of things. In terms of figuring out, how do I fit this person to the team and what are they actually going to do on day one? It's important that they're bringing some key skill to the table, that you're not putting them in a role that isn't, you know, totally different from anything they've done before. But at the same time, you know that they're going to be growing into their role and their role is going to continue to grow. So part of what you're looking for is, who is someone that I am excited to grow with as they grow and as the CSOps team grows? And therefore, they need to bring not just that key skill that's going to be useful on day one, but also they need to bring an interest in the things they would need to learn in order to more fully round themselves out as a CSOps contributor. So that brings me to the last point of, looking for folks who have demonstrated that they are really great at learning. They're great at doing that on their own, and they're great at getting experimental. They're great at doing something by trying it. They're up for, I'm going to date myself with an analogy, but they don't learn to program the VCR by reading the manual cover to cover and then doing it perfectly. They program the VCR by poking some buttons and like referencing the manual when needed. Those are the kind of folks who will be able to grow really effectively on your CSOps team.
If I'm currently in customer success or maybe in another non-customer facing role, but I'm really interested in CSOps as a career path for myself, is there a way for me to jump into the role without becoming a CSOps person at my current company first?
I'm glad you asked that because, you know, I shared my experience about getting into the role directly, and there are a lot of folks who do make the gradual transition, but the direct hop into CSOps, whether at your company or at a different company, is absolutely another thing that people do. The thing that makes it tricky is that instead of being able to figure out as you go what it is that you can add to the CSOps need at your organization, you need to understand enough about yourself in order to tell the story about how you can add value to a CSOps team. So let me share the four major areas where someone enters CSOps and adds that value, you know, starting right at the beginning of their time on the team. Number one would be systems. So maybe you have systems administration experience from your current role. If you're customer facing on a very technical product, then that could be enough to make the case for stepping into a systems administrator role on the CSOps team. Or you can certainly build that up through certification programs. You know, Gainsight offers certification, Salesforce certification through Trailhead is also another option. And there are a lot of folks who are actively learning these skill sets so that they can bring a CS skill set from their current role into a more operational place. So systems is one area. Area number two, data and analytics. Again, looking back through your experience, you might have a lot of experience with spreadsheets, or you might have dabbled in SQL, which is also not something that's terribly difficult to learn, although there are a lot of data and analytics jobs that don't require any direct SQL experience. So I don't want to put that out there as something that, you know, that to like dive into getting certification, as you know, unless that's necessarily required for a certain job. But my point is that data and analytics is another area where you can step into a role that's very focused on that and then grow from there. Number three, enablement. So especially if you've been a CSM, you know what it looks like when people are not giving you the tools or instructions to do your job in a clear way, and they're telling you to basically figure it out. So that is, you know, that's the way that a lot of CS teams need to operate. But of course, a well-enabled CS team is going to be more effective. So anyways, stepping into an enablement role, you need to be able to tell the story to a potential employer about how you are good at figuring out what people need to know and good at helping them to get better at certain skill sets. And that is a very vague description, I appreciate, but that is the core skill set. And there are a lot of ways to have had a career that build those skills. Maybe a little bit of those skills get built in one role and a little bit get built in a different role. And applying for a CS enablement role would be the first time that those particular skills get combined together in a role for you, but you've built them in different places. But that's option number three of four. And number four would be retention marketing, expansion marketing. So if you have content writing experience, if you have experience working with a system like Marketo or Eloqua, those are going to give you the experience to be able to step into a CSOps team and build those programs that send automated emails to customers, or build in-app notifications, or help you facilitate workshops that multiple customers attend. All those kinds of things could be part of a one-to-many role. So you need to be able to tell the story about how you do have the skills to suit what the CSOps team is looking for. And the last thing that makes this really tricky is that you are potentially joining an organization where that CS leader has never had a CSOps team before. So they're doing their best to listen to content like this, to learn from the best in the industry, to describe what they're looking for. But you are, you know, one of two people in that interview conversation or that exploratory networking conversation. And if you can describe what an effective CSOps team does and show how you can contribute to that, then that can be very compelling to a CS leader who has some clear needs, but has never seen it lived out before, exactly how those needs are addressed in a CSOps team.
So let's finish up with the career question. So I'm in CSOps. I'm doing some very interesting work. I'm helping the CS team be successful. But now I want to start thinking about 1 to 5 years down the line. How does an individual contributor think about how their career will develop? And maybe even for you, how will your career develop in the next 10 years?
Yeah, well, and just recently I made this move into director of community for CSOps and admin, you know, folks out in the world. And so that was an important pivot for me. One thing that was instrumental to that was having the open conversations with my manager, manager's manager, and even at Gainsight CEO, because Nick Mate is a very connected, very involved, very thoughtful, superhuman. And so being able to have those conversations with management about what are the things from my role that are most speaking to me, and what does that translate to in terms of what the business's needs are, that's a critical ingredient in growing in a CSOps role, because it's a role that is still being invented, not just in general. Like I know I've said that 50 times, and so I don't want to just hammer that point home. Even at the business you're at, it's being like in that narrow scope, it's being invented there. What is the CSOps function that this business needs? And that changes from CS leader to CS leader. If there's turnover there, it changes as you acquire companies, it changes as your strategy changes on the corporate level. And so in that area of constant reinvention, you need to have the opportunity to have those conversations with leadership about what your role in it most should be and could be. So I've seen people tilt in a few different directions as they become more senior in CSOps. One direction is more technical. They are, you know, getting into the technical side of things. They love seeing not just how the systems work, but how can the systems integrate? How can I write custom codes and automations that tie these systems together and make them work in powerful ways that have never been done before? So that is a really compelling direction for a lot of people, and they dive more deeply in that direction. The other major direction that I see people tilt in terms of individual contributors and a bit leadership here as well is towards the strategy direction. Being that internal consultant, that thoughtful thought partner for the CS leader and for senior management about how should the CS team evolve. That's a strong need for a lot of organizations, and it's a really compelling thing for people who love that discovery process. And then the third direction that I see people grow is into the sort of leadership, or you could think of it as a governance direction as well, that ability to help the organization see where the opportunities are to better communicate about what's been recently and what's happening next, and to, of course, lead a team. So that can be coupled with the strategy side or the technical side. And you could think of also data analysis as a subset of the technical side, but it's also something where you can become a senior technical or data person or a senior strategy person without going into that leadership and governance side. So I just wanted to call that out as a third component.
Awesome. Well, Seth, thank you for joining us today to talk about your story, how CSOps matures, how you think about hiring, how the career path develops for CS leaders. Really appreciate what you do to help us all in the CS community level up. Gainsight, obviously, is super lucky to have you at the company. And so thanks for what you do for the community and for joining us.
Absolutely, Chris. This is my pleasure. And if I could just close with a plug for where people can find information. On the Gainsight website, under the resources tab, there's a CSOps sub tab, and that's where we're compiling great blog posts and other resources, the CSOps mentor program that we've stood up, all sorts of Slack communities and other ways to connect with folks. So very much would encourage people to look there for ongoing, up-to-date access to all the CSOps resources that exist.
Interesting. Can you just talk about what the mentor program is and how it works?
Absolutely. So we stood up a program where people can raise their hand to either be a mentor or a mentee or both. We've hosted on a platform that's purpose-built for this kind of relationship. So it's designed for folks to have anything between the sort of standard vision of a mentor relationship where you have a long-term relationship with a person you can always go back to, all the way down to, hey, can I just have one conversation with someone who's done XYZ well before? And whether that's something complex or something like, can I just have one conversation with someone who made the hop from my profession into CSOps? That is something that a mentor relationship can also be really helpful for, even if it's a short-term relationship. So the link to that can be found at that CSOps page.
And that's it for this week's episode of NuffSed. To learn more about NuffSed's proactive intelligence platform, you can visit nuffsaid.com. That's NuffSaid.com. And you can follow NuffSed on LinkedIn. To tune in to more real customer success strategies, head over to your podcast platform of choice and make sure you're subscribed. Thanks for tuning in. NuffSed.